This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Is joining us. He's a producer and playwright for a show that's coming on. We'll talk to. I think the film's called. It's called Suddenly. But Dean, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Now, Dean, we would just get to know a bit about you and your background. Now, how did you get started in the arts, and whereabouts did your love for it come?
Yeah.
Especially musical theatre.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I guess I kind of started in this whole world of theatre on stage. I did a bunch of amateur shows and local productions when I was younger, and then moved into doing stuff at uni and everything. So I always loved it. From as soon as I could do it, I was doing it. And then when I finished school, I went to uni and I actually studied professional communication at RMIT and majored in advertising. So kind of a different route, but I always knew that I loved entertainment and theatre.
Yeah, and do you work in that field now, in advertising world?
So not at the moment. I did a bit of work through uni and straight afterwards. I graduated in 2019. But around that time as well, I got accepted into an internship at a Broadway production company in New York.
Whoa!
So that was very exciting and kind of where I thought that's where I would shift my career again, going back to theatre. And then basically April 2020, that's when I was meant to go. COVID happened.
No, what a shame.
Yeah.
Are they holding that over for you?
Yeah, they've been so great about
it. Oh, good.
And have said, when I feel comfortable to go, I'll hopefully be able to step back in there.
Yeah, although there's no theatre at all in America at present, is there?
So we're lucky here.
And how did, we are. How did it come about? Did you apply? Or
for the internship?
Yeah.
So there's actually an organisation called the Artbound Initiative, and they connect young creatives and mostly advertising, photography, graphic design, but all film, TV, entertainment as well. They connect recent grads or current students with companies in Berlin, Hong Kong, London, and New York. And I applied for that and was lucky enough to be selected into the New York program.
Right.
And you were saying earlier, Dean, off air, you were saying that you started off in advertising. You actually studied in advertising. Now, how did you make the switch then from, or how did you make the move, I suppose? Because there's probably some overlap. So how did you go from advertising into film?
I think even through uni and studying advertising and the work I was doing, I would always try and do the entertainment storytelling aspect of it as much as I could. And in 2018, I also did the film and TV short course at VCA.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of introduced me to film, TV producing.
Yep.
And that's where I made my first film.
Right, okay. Yeah. Now, let's talk about young musical theatre makers. Yeah. And this is an organisation, is that right?
Oh, no.
I thought it was a group of people, no?
Which groups?
Young musical theatre makers, no?
No, so that I think I probably just described that the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, and you've used all, younger actors, musical theatre actors, and how did you come about finding them?
So everyone involved in Suddenly is either a young actor, young professional in some sense, just getting started. And for casting, we had an incredible response. I think we were really lucky that we were casting during our second lockdown. So obviously not much else was going on at the time. So when we put out our casting call, we had, a really amazing response of crazy talented young local people who were either in their final year or close to it or recently graduated. Some of them had just come back from professional tours around the world. So, we were really lucky
in
the cast we were able to assemble.
And so you wrote Suddenly?
Yeah, so I co-wrote it with Geordie Race-Caldry, who also, he directed it and is also the composer.
Right, okay. And so it's a musical.
Yes.
And the way you've done it, you've made it into a film.
Yeah, it's a film, short film / musical.
Yeah. Okay. And why did you make a film? Because you'd studied and film and you also thought, well, here's an opportunity to get people to see it, I suppose. Is that right?
Yeah. So I did have a bit of a background in film, and Geordie as well was in a TV show, has done lots of film stuff. So we're both very much in that world as much as we are theatre. And especially during COVID, film was our only option at the time, and we entirely developed it during the lockdown. So we always knew this would be the goal. It wouldn't be a live musical that's filmed, but it would be a filmed musical on its own as its own thing.
Well, when did you film it? Because I've watched the, you've got a little a show reel. And all the cast is on stage together.
Yeah. So we filmed it in, it was the last week of December 2020.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, yes, we were, I think, a few weeks from, as in that was the few weeks after we were just allowed to have enough people in the theatre.
Right.
So everything, all the timing worked so amazingly lucky for us. With rehearsals, we were allowed enough people like the week before, and the steps increased just in time for us.
And how did the idea for the show come about for you?
Yeah, it started as this 5-minute concept idea I had to write a little show or a song or something about a single event that changed a lot of people and changed their lives, and obviously very telling of 2020. But at that stage, I brought on Geordie Race-Colgy, who's one of my good friends and a composer and actor and everything. And so he started writing what would be this 5-minute song, and we really liked it and thought, what if we took this further? We have this time, we have the resources if we're doing it on this low budget just on our own.
And so we
started going from there, and then it turned into this 30-minute show.
Right, okay. And from the snippet that I've seen, it's about a mother, a daughter, the conflicts that, a teenage daughter has with their mother. And give us a bit of an overview of what it's all about.
Yeah, so the story, we enter the story as there's a mother, Lindsay, and a daughter, Max, and they've just had this fight and Max runs away. She goes onto a train, the mum follows her, they're both on the train, and the train breaks down, but they're stuck on separate carriages. So they can't reach each other, they can't communicate with each other, and they're kind of left to reflect on themselves and on everything that's happened to get them to this event that we learn about in the show, and how all of how their past and everything they're doing now is affecting their relationship and how they're going to come together again at the end.
And where did you film it? Because, again, the quality in this it looks very professional. Did you do it in a studio or on stage?
We filmed it at the Beeson Centre in Burwood.
Uh-huh.
So we were very lucky to have them help us and allow us to film in there. And Alex Campbell is our cinematographer, who I actually knew from the 2018 VCA course I did.
Right, okay.
And he's incredible as well. And the whole crew he put together helped us really make it.
And so did everyone volunteer their time?
Everyone, the whole production team, the whole crew, the whole cast, everyone volunteered.
Fantastic. So that's how you could get it up.
Exactly.
Well, what do you want to now achieve? Now you've got the film, what are you doing with it?
Yeah, so we're putting it out on this coming Friday on YouTube, free. Anyone can watch it.
Yep.
And it's basically, hopefully, going to be a platform or a springboard for a lot of people who worked on it to have their work showcased, the cast, talent.
Oh, how lovely.
The music, the writing, the director, all of it. So everyone kind of has something that came out of 2020 that they can hopefully continue building.
And you also hoped that maybe somebody might pick it up and you could perform it.
The show itself is very much self-contained in this 30-minute film, and the way it was written as well is more as a short film than it is a stage show.
Oh, okay.
So it is filmed on a stage, but it would need tinkering and a bit of work to translate it exactly because of how the transitions change and a lot of the
So would you do that though, if somebody approached you and said, hey, I'd like to put it on somewhere?
Yeah, I think as it is now in this 30-minute thing, there's definitely a lot of potential for having that kind of performance of it. But in terms of it growing more than that, we're not sure if this story is that one.
Right.
Because it's very much this 30-minute moment, and it is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and I love the fact that it's you know, like it's a calling card for everyone involved, yeah. including yourself. And
yeah,
and
that was definitely our big intention when we started. Yeah. And yeah,
yeah. Well, you know, like all the best with it, and you know, like, and it's free. It's going to be free on YouTube,
yeah.
From this Friday, yeah.
And do you have anything planned as your next project? Have you already all thought about what you want to move on to next?
Or this has been the all-encompassing thing at the moment. I'm hoping that sometime soon I will have a start on something else, but yeah, unsure what at the moment.
Yeah, a bit because, you know, like, obviously if you were only filming it in December,
yeah.
That hasn't been long that you've had to edit it and, yeah, you know, like, and get it ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had a little screening of it as well, didn't you?
We're actually having a premiere screening this Thursday.
Right, okay. Yeah. And, yeah, the general public can go?
It's actually invite only at this stage.
Oh, right, yes. Okay. Yeah. But you're asking people to pay something to come along,
is
that right?
Yeah, it's a $5 ticket just to cover the cost of the cinema.
Right, and if anyone was interested in that, how would you find out?
Yeah, so you can just email dean@dhbtheatrical.com and yeah, I'll get back to you and we can work that out.
Right. Well, all the very best with what you're doing because I think it's really interesting, the concept, the way you've presented it like this.
Thank you.
Now, you've given us a track to play from your show, yes. Dean. So do you want to explain that? The track's called Falling, is that
yes.
right? Now, is this the one that you and Geordie wrote? Or
So Geordie Race-Coldrey wrote this and Ned Wright-Smith did the arrangements and orchestrations. And it features Kara Sims and Connor Putland as the lead cast in it. And it's the first release song that we have out now from the soundtrack, which is also coming out in a few weeks.
Okay. Right. So, well, in that case, thanks so much for talking to us, Dean.
Thank you very much.
Talking to Dean Guild here on Joy 94.9. And here's a track called Falling from the show Suddenly.
Close the door, turn the volume up, can't hear anymore. Try to quiet all the mess that I know, so the burning in my chest doesn't grow. But it all is paralyzing when I'm fighting till dawn, and the voice inside my head is all gone. And it's too late, got nothing to save anymore. It's like I'm falling and no one would care. It's like I'm falling and nobody's there. Thank you. find the air inside your lungs is so gone.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. That was Falling from the YouTube video that Dean Gills just put together called Suddenly.
Yep.
Here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.